Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. A longtime immigration attorney in Chicago is reacting to added ICE enforcement in the city. Carlina Tapia Ruano is a local immigration attorney. She says she's struggling to advise her clients because they're facing no-win situations. Earlier this week, Tapia Ruano advised one of her clients to come to her office for a scheduled hearing before an immigration judge instead of going to court. That was to prevent the client from being taken into custody, but the tactic may not work at the lawyer's next hearing.
There have to be frank and also ethical conversations about what happens if they don't show up and what happens if they do show up and what are their options in both cases, and the decision has to be the client's.
Tapia Ruano says some clients are heading to court for the first time, having never had a prior order of removal. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he will veto a measure that empowers police to enact temporary curfews with just 30-minute notice. Alderman Brian Hopkins says his ordinance would help stop teen takeovers.
No one here thinks it's perfectly acceptable for large groups of teenagers to take guns out of their backpacks and to engage in violent behavior.
Alderman Jason Irvin dropped his support after a change that gave sole power to issue the curfew to the police department.
Giving authority to a department that historically has not had the best interests of black kids in its place is not something that I want to sign up for.
Johnson's veto would be the first by a mayor in 19 years. A group of knitters came together in Chicago to mark the Juneteenth holiday. Committed Knitters has been around for two decades. They make blankets and accessories to donate to young moms, veterans, and youth. They partnered with the University of Chicago to celebrate Juneteenth. Zayana Slade Bridges came to the event with her little sister.
My little sister, I taught her to knit. She's done knitting at her school. She goes to a predominantly white school. It's nice to be around black people doing something that we generally enjoy.
Committed Knitters leader Nikki Whittingham says it's especially important now to celebrate Juneteenth.
People are trying to wipe out African American history, and there is so much that we have contributed to this country.
The group meets weekly on the city's south side. You're listening to The Rundown. Earlier this year, PBS premiered a new documentary about the world-renowned chef Edna Lewis. A local screening at the University of Chicago revealed how much Lewis has influenced Chicago's black chefs. WBEZ's producer, Sienna Greaves, has more.
Edna Lewis is considered a matriarch of black Southern cooking. The Virginian chef, artist, and entrepreneur wrote several cookbooks during her lifetime. She's credited with elevating Southern cuisine and its use of seasonal ingredients. The new film about her life was produced by food journalist Deb Freeman and features a rare television interview of Lewis.
So then how would Christmas start? What would your first Christmas meal be?
It would be made up of what we had from Hog Butchin, which would have taken place a week, a few days before. And hunting season would be in that time, too. So we'd have pork from the pieces that wasn't salted down, such as spare ribs, liver pudding, hog jowl.
And greens?
And greens, of course. No meal is without greens.
Chicago chef Clifford Rome owns Peach's Restaurant and will oversee food at the Obama Presidential Center. He recalled learning about Edna Lewis as a young culinary arts student at Kendall College in Evanston.
And there wasn't a lot of information, but it was like, well, you know, as we start to talk about Julia Childs, you know, it was like, but you know, there was Edna Lewis. And we're like, well, who is Edna Lewis? She was so poised in the clips that I've seen and in the audio that I've heard. She was so poised and so together. And I'm assuming that wasn't just for the public. That's who she was.
Stephanie Hart, owner of Brown Sugar Bakery in Bronzeville, was introduced to Edna Lewis through a friend who shared one of Lewis's cookbooks with her. She said Lewis gave her permission to be herself in the kitchen.
Man, the book completely opened me up to the things that I was doing. Simple, from the past, original, how it was done. No added something else, just the cakes, the way that they were made.
Lewis's influence was evident in the post-screening reception, too.
Starting on this end, we made some creamy coleslaw, some southern potato salad. We got some smoked brisket, some spare ribs, shrimp and grits, mac and cheese, fried chicken, and cornbread muffins.
That's Chef Dominic Leach, pitmaster and owner of Lexington Betty's Smokehouse on the south side of Chicago. She said Lewis's life is a study in resilience.
You know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for her. And, you know, she migrated from Virginia to New York to be an executive chef at 71 years old. Like, that's kind of unheard of today, especially for a woman, particularly a black woman. I mean, we all owe her a thanks.
Rome says that as he lays down plans for the Obama Center's dining services, he'll take a page from Edna Lewis and use his position to hone new talent.
You know, I said this before in an interview, there's 77 different communities in the city of Chicago. And there's an Edna Lewis somewhere on the south side of Chicago, maybe even on the west side of Chicago. And I think that emerging, cuspy, talented chefs are now pushing the borders or barriers out of the way, right? And they are actually in the kitchen cooking. And so that brings me hope that we will discover the next Edna Lewis on the sides of town in Chicago, because they're being creative. And I think that's, man, you can't say enough about that. This is a tough industry.
Sienna Greaves, WBEZ News.
A look at weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Tonight, a low around 65. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 84. And this weekend, heat and humidity levels are expected to increase. Peak daytime heat index values could exceed 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.